Okay, right here.
My name is Jean Arthur, and I live at 2975 Gardens Way in Memphis. And I have a two-point question. If it was not intended to be a barrier wall, why did you name it that? To me, the sidewalk that you call the barrier wall is exactly access to the water. And secondly, where is the other half of the $13 million that was originally allotted to restore the cobblestones years ago, and why wasn't it used on the cobblestones themselves?
What built the cobblestone walkway on top of the cobblestones?
That walkway is contributing to the demise of the cobblestones because it's directing huge amounts of water that are siphoned down from the hills above directly onto the cobblestones instead of being carried around them. So part of what you've done is to make the problem even worse. And this needs to be properly done so we can be proud of it forever instead of the stopgap, cheap solution that will last a couple of years. Thank you.
Gentleman in the back. First, I'd like to thank the City Council for focusing on the riverfront when they formed the RDC. I think that was a brilliant idea by our City Council and our city leaders. Since in this period, there's been the Mississippi River Bicycle Trail formed from Lake Itasca to New Orleans coming through Memphis. There's been the Mississippi River Corridor project that Friends of Our Riverfront has formed. And the RDC's been formed. And we are focusing on the riverfront. That's very, very good. And I think that's important to our business prosperity in this community. Waterfronts are valuable, have never been more valuable. Water is, we can live without oil, we can't live without water. I'd like for us to also consider investing in the water quality of our harbor and river. In the past 40 years, I've spent over 8,000 days on the river. That's an average of 200 days a year for over 40 years. And I can tell you, above the Wolf River, the Mississippi River banks are clean. The along Greenbelt Park and in our harbor, we're not clean. It's not somebody else's fault. We're polluting the river. The north is not polluting us. We're polluting the river. And I'd like to invest in doing our part for this river, and I think that will be very important to the self-esteem of our business community downtown. I see Congressman Horn is here, and I cannot thank him enough for coming and being here. We need land at Reagan National in Washington, the airport right in the city. First thing, our people kayaking, rowing, before you leave the airport property, bicycling, running. We want a softer, more physically active part of Memphis. And downtown is very important. You look at every major city. You can talk about the Bostons and the Paris, but I'm talking about Chattanooga and Little Rock and Louisville. I want us to be more competitive in a business environment. You can't separate quality of life from the business climate. Thank you.
I noticed as Joe was talking so eloquently that Mayor Myron Lowry just walked in, and we want to welcome him and thank him for joining us.
I just want to say that I, as council chairman, I was on the RDC board, and I had the opportunity to appoint someone else to that position. I'm going to remain on the board, Benny, while I'm mayor pro tem, for a smooth transition. And I appreciate you holding this public hearing today and listening to the views of our citizens. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, additional questions. I guess we need to come back this way. Since we've got the microphone right here, let's just start there, and then we'll come here to this gentleman.
My name is Chooch Pickard, 1617 Paxson. Could you go back to where the boats are landing, the blow-off of that?
Where?
Where you have the riverboats landing and tying.
Yeah,
You said that the boats would be tied to the rings that are existing up there?
Boats? And Captain Logier may want to speak to that more because he worked with him on this design. Boats? Yeah, boats will be tied to existing rings, 117 existing rings up here, and also be rings put in below where the cobbles are now.
Doesn't that make that ADA walkway unusable now?
Because no. When the water's up to here, he's going to tie in the rings right here. When the water's over the walkway, he'll use the rings up here. We looked at thinking, we thought originally, in fact, our design was putting in a pipe underneath here, allow these cables to come in the top up here. But Captain Legere said he didn't need that. He'd rather not have that. He'd rather use the rings like they were, and he could do that.
It won't block the walkway.
No, we're not block the walkway.
My name is Michael Cromer, that's spelled with a C. I have two questions. One, the picture with the riverboats would be appropriate. Now, one of your bullets said that you were going to do improvements to the docking of boats or something like that. And I think it's very important that we clarify what that exactly means. And I think I understand correctly that does not mean for the purposes of boarding and deboarding passengers from those boats. It simply means so that Captain Logier can park his boats and get home at night and get off his boat. Isn't that correct?
You want to just give them, let Captain Logier answer that. I don't have that.
Well, I mean, it's...
Well, we were told that once the Beale Street landing is completed, most of our we'll be embarking from there and, debarking from there with our passengers. With the new handicap accessible walkways, with the new parking lots, everything like that, one thing I do have to realize is Memphis Queen 2 is a historical landmark, which is tied into 45 South Riverside Drive, right there in the foot of Monroe at Riverside. And we still want to be able to have the two dock our boats there. A boat that's been there for 50 plus years, we would like to keep it there.
Okay. And my second question? I think we clarified that he's going to park his boat there. But we won't be able to get on the riverboats like we have every summer for as long as I've been here anyway. The second question was, in 1994, the city carted away about 2 acres of cobblestones where Beale Street Landing is being built. I was wondering, will the city bring back those cobblestones to help you repair the field?
That's where we talked about the old cobblestones we used for infield. That's where they're coming. There's a cobblestone supply that's at, I'm not sure if it's proper name, Colin Jar or some city of Memphis facility that has cobblestones, and they're stored there, and that's what's going to be used for most of the infield above the walkway.
Great.
Behind you.
Yeah, my name is Scott Bamber. I live at 1051 Stonewall Street. I just got done having my Cub Scouts down there like 4 or 5 weeks ago. We went all the place. We saw nasty holes that were full of like mosquitoes breeding and those mud flats. You know, we have to keep the boys out of it. So I'm really appreciative of something being done to restore the cobblestone. But as a person who's been involved in construction work and some historic restoration, I'm really concerned about putting concrete walkway in some place that's going to be underwater, where there is movement, a lot of movement going on down there. I'm afraid that thing's going to heave a lot, and you're going to end up with a lot of maintenance concerns with the concrete walkway. I'd encourage you all to go back and look at some kind of cut stone, something that's going to have weight, that can hold itself in place a little bit better than concrete in that situation. I'm also concerned about the riprap down there, because no matter how small you get with riprap, it's a rough, hard, sharp product. And, you know, it's not going to be very pleasant to be bringing canoes and kayaks up onto that kind of material. I'm wondering if you haven't looked into some kind of precast concrete paneling to be used to construct a ramp that might, you know, preclude the use of the confidant.
I mean, everything we have, one issue we've got to understand is that bank is not, you know, currently consistent below where the cobblestones are. It's 3-1, it's 2-1, it's 4-1, it's 5-1, so there's got to be a lot of work. If you use some type of precast material, creating a base to put that there. And we agree with your assessment on the walkway, although we're convinced we can build the walkway thick enough and strong enough to be able to hold it in place much better. I mean, if you're using stone, you still got moving around in the joints and the trip hazard that creates much more than with concrete. We understand what concrete is, but I mean, you know, concrete that was placed on the mud out and ramp has been there since 75 now on a bank that's made out of sand. And it's moved a lot, and in fact, there's some, unfortunately, some big holes underneath that ramp that we know exist. But, I mean, so we know we can design the concrete walkway to hold up. The stone, we're not quite sure if, you know, how to deal with the joints. But, and we have looked, and as far as the access to boats and things, we certainly understand that, which is why we're trying to rethink some idea of creating a, you know, 100, 200, 300 foot section of a boat access place. I mean, you certainly don't need 1,900 feet of places to launch canoes and kayaks. You know, we think, you know, we do think there's a need there. We think there's an opportunity to use that. Again, where that website is, to maybe solve two problems.
Thank you. We're not hearing much from this side of the room. Y'all are just awfully quiet over here. We just need to come. All right. See, I've generated a couple of questions. Sir, maybe you can
help. Favorite side of the room. John Richardson, 1960 North Parkway. I don't want to sound esoteric, but I didn't hear you discuss that this is the largest stone mural in the world. There's over 160 little pocket plaid little quilts of stonework. Each have their own story. They were built maybe 60 once at a time. They have different colors, different patterns. They represent different workforces, white, black, Asian, over the course of 100 years. And I didn't hear how this is going to be restored and repaired to respect the artistic integrity that makes up this living history. That if you look at it from a distance, there's this multicolored, beautiful quilt work of stone that I don't know exists anyplace else in the world.
Where there's holes in the riprap, I mean holes in the cobblestones that exist, in many cases those stones, a lot of the stone is still there. We're going to reuse those stones. In some cases there aren't. So where they're not, we're going to use some of the existing storage stones we have. As you know, there's all kinds of different types of stones there too. They're not all the same. We're going to get as close to stones we can, match what's there, we'll put them back the exact same pattern as there, bring it flush up, and, you know, and make it as unnoticeable as possible. So that, you know, a year from now you walk down there, you won't know where the holes were. I mean, that's our goal. In some cases, the stone may be a little bit different than what was there because maybe there's no more stones down there that look exactly like what was missing. So we've got to understand that. We're going to attempt to deal with that the best we can.
This lady right here in the front.
My name is Pam Awesome. I live at 1579 Linden. And I'm concerned also with the riprap and the inaccessibility that gives to the river. But I commend the RDC for having a vision for the riverfront. But the vision, I think, has to be an inclusive one that really allows access to the river, not just by people walking along the walkway, but by the users of the river. And I'm concerned because when I look at your materials here, when you talk, and I'm glad to hear that some might be set aside for canoes and kayakers and those kind of active people that we're trying to access. Is this where this guy was buried in the mud? And he had to be, you know, and that's what would be left for the canoes and kayakers? I see that this is really a problem. And I would really like to have the access for the boating and for the recreational activity that we all...
Several people have suggested we leave that mud back there. We don't think we should. That's our whole point. We think the mud back has to go away because it, all it is to create a nuisance there. It's a natural river bank, but it separates the cobbles from the water. That's what we had originally planned to bridge it out. Now we're thinking about maybe we shift it, dig it around a little bit, and put some engineered fill on it and put some type of surface on it. Whether or not it's cobbles or concrete mattress or something else, we don't know. But that's where the kayak and canoe access would be. But it wouldn't be on the mud, we hope. Okay? It would be on something sitting on top of that mud flat. But frankly, that mud is the same stuff that's underneath the cobbles everywhere.